are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good show for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about Bachelor in Paradise, a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about the Reality Steve Fan Appreciation Party coming up this Friday night. We're also going to talk about my podcast guest this week and if I'm going to decide to do two this week or not. Also, some Back to the Future news and some other pop culture news that hopefully I can get to. And we will get to all that momentarily.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
As you know, this podcast is brought to you by Coming Out for Love, the first U.S. lesbian dating competition show. It is on their website, comingoutforlove.com. New episodes are released every Friday. There's 16 episodes in the season. 4 episodes have been released. You can sign up now. You can sign up when the whole thing is over. At any point, you can sign up. But there are 4 episodes that are in the can. You go to the website. You click on bundles, you purchase what bundle you'd like. Any bundle you like is going to get you the full 16 episodes. The higher you go in the bundle, the more bonus stuff you get. But at promo at checkout, your promo code is RealitySteve, and that gets you 15% off of your order. And I told you yesterday that I finally watched episode 4 over the weekend, and it was one of the best episodes I've ever seen of a reality TV dating show, because it wasn't overproduced. It wasn't manipulated. It certainly seemed, well, it certainly was real. And then to get an update on what's going on in Lundy's life and a 20-minute Zoom conversation with the host, Jessica Clark, the creator, Nicole Kahn, and Lundy on a Zoom call talking for 20 minutes and having Lundy break out a letter that she wanted to read to everybody in regards to what happened to her on the show and how she's feeling now. Just, I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. You can't watch that episode and not think that was one of the best episodes of reality TV I've ever seen. Because if you want realness, if you want people that are genuine and real, you want people that are genuine, you want your reality TV to be as real as possible, that's about as real as it gets. Because Michelle Lundy went through some shit while she was on the show, when she got off the show, and now at a completely different point in her life, she owns her mistakes, and you can only, you know, as I said yesterday, when I was watching that show, she was very unlikable, and something was off, and you just knew, but you didn't know for sure. And then she basically admitted she was an alcoholic on the show. And to see where she was then, to see where she is now, all the credit to her. And you just hope she stays on this path, because you want to see people learn from their mistakes, do well, get better. And that's where Lundy is in her journey. So I can't suggest to you enough to go check out Coming Out for Love on comingoutforlove.com. Click on a bundle at checkout, type in Reality Steve as your promo code, and you get 15% off your order. All right, so talking about Bachelor in Paradise, again, this week they leave at the most contestants are leaving end of this week, over the weekend. They'll be arriving, obviously, at different times. And, you know, I say this every year when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise, but literally until you step on the sand, you are not cast. You might even leave this weekend and still not be in the original cast. They've had people show up there and never get on the show. They've had people show up there and stay in a hotel for 2 weeks and then get brought on. There's no, just because someone is leaving this weekend does not mean that they are original cast. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, we're probably not going to know until filming starts exactly who's original cast, because even if people are literally posting they're on a plane or headed to Mexico or whatever, it doesn't mean they're on original cast, and it technically doesn't mean they're going to be on the show. Now, granted, you get someone like, you know, any of Zach's women, like, you know, Jess and Kat, they're going to be on the show. They're not flying those women out there and then never putting them on. I'm talking about kind of the fringe people, the people that got eliminated in, you know, episode 2 or 3, that are getting flown out early. There's no guarantee they're ever going to make the beach. So you got to keep that in mind. We don't know which guys from charity season are going to be on. I know that Tanner's going to be on it. I know that Sean's going to be on it. And clearly others are going to be on it. I just haven't heard any names yet. So hopefully I'll hear more by the end of the week and just kind of lay it out there. But, and I know people are going to have questions. Well, what are you hearing? What about this person? What about this person? All I'm going to do is name the people that I have heard, but I have not heard 44 different names like the amount of people that showed up on Paradise last season. So clearly there's going to be so many people that I don't know, at least right now, before the show even starts filming, if they're going or not. Now, yesterday I referenced the fact that from everything I've heard, I said Gabby wasn't going. I was actually referring to Gabby Windy, just in case people were unclear. I've also heard that Gabrielle Nikki, the girl who finished second on Zach's season, I've heard that she's not going either. So things can change. It's just what I'm hearing. Nothing is confirmed until the show literally starts filming. But I've heard Gabby Windy and Gabrielle Nikki not going to Paradise. And we went over this yesterday in terms of the leads. Clayton went on social media over the weekend or last week and said he's not doing Paradise. Gabby Windy's not doing Paradise. Michelle Young's not doing Paradise. So the only lead that's even available to do Paradise, and I don't think Katie Thurston's even getting invited because the show's not a fan of her because she speaks her mind too much. Plus, Katie would want too much money because she'd be giving up money that she's losing by going on the show. So I don't think she's going to be on it. So that only leaves Rachel, and then the only other person that is even available, bachelor, former bachelor or bachelorette, that is single and could do it is Pilot Pete. I haven't heard either way if he's doing it, but we do know that he was on a date with Davia last week. Does this mean that both of them go down to paradise? Does this mean that one of them goes down to paradise? Does this mean that neither of them go down to paradise because they want to explore with each other? That I don't know. All I do know is they were 1,000% at the Zach Bryan concert in South Carolina last Wednesday night. And we'll see if both, one or neither of them, show up on Paradise. But I guess the newest update today is Gabby Elnicki, I've heard, is not doing it. But you can pretty much expect a lot of Zach's other women in the top 10. Jess, Kat, Mercedes. I'm already forgetting some of the names in his top 10, but the big names, I would think Greer would go. I think she's going. That's another name. She was top 10, but haven't heard that one for sure. Because the thing is, in my position, you hear a bunch of names because they ask everybody. They literally ask everybody, usually the second they're in the car on the way after getting eliminated on Zach's season or eliminated on charity season, like, hey, would you be interested in Paradise? That's not an invite to say, would you be interested? Because most of these people are interested because they want to continue to be on TV. So getting asked, are you interested, is a lot different than, have you gone through testing? Have you taken the exam? Have you been sent a contract? And then there's still the whole other thing of, even if you sign all that and go through all that, you could still be invited, get down to Mexico, and sit in a hotel for 2 weeks. And either A, never make it on, or B, make it on rather late. And, you know, your chances of finding anybody are basically screwed at that point. So just keep that in mind. Anything that I hear, I will forward on to you, but that's the latest I got.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
So this Friday night is the 7th annual Reality Steve Fan Appreciation Party at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. It is open to everybody, although this has been sold out for a while. But every year it's open to anybody who wants to come. It's just a thank you to my readers and my listeners over the years. I throw a party once a year. Time to get together, mingle, There's a raffle. Got the taco and pasta bar this year, which I'm very excited for. Open beer and wine bar for the whole night. And yeah, that is this weekend. I probably will do something live. If you follow Courtney Robertson and Dave Neal, I'm sure they'll post pictures. Maybe they'll even do some sort of live at the party. But I might do some. Maybe when I do the raffle, I'll have my niece take my phone and we can go live or something. Might do that. So you can catch a glimpse of the party. It's just something I throw as a thank you. It's really what it is. It's a thank you to everybody who supports me every year. We started this in 2015, and we did it 2015 through 2019. 2020, obviously, no party because of COVID. 2021, I had moved the party to August, and then August 1st, Omicron hit, and I was just like, I don't want to do a party where everyone has to wear a mask. Kind of defeats the purpose. So we didn't do it in 2021, but it came back last year for party number 6. And this year is number 7, which is crazy to me. With my birthday being Wednesday, I leave the next day. So I think the first year I did it, it was almost like, because the first year I did it in 2015, that was my 40th birthday that weekend. I can't remember what date the party was, but it was a few days after. It's always been the first Friday in June, except for one year I had it in July, and I can't remember why I did that. But it's always been the first Friday in June. 6 of the 7 parties now have been first Friday in June. But that first one I did in 2015 was just days after my 40th birthday, and it was almost like, it was kind of like, it was a fan appreciation party, but it was also a semi-birthday party and whatnot. They've never been birthday parties since then, I can tell you that much. There's no cake, nothing like that. Just a way to thank the fans and thank the listeners for supporting. And, like I said, I don't charge anybody anything. This is all free to you outside of, getting there. But I don't charge to come into the party, and I never will. And I supply the food and the alcohol, and we just hang out for 3 hours. So I'm looking forward to it. This party is outside of the one I had at the Rio, which could hold a lot more people, which we had close to 150 at that one. This is going to be, assuming people don't cancel, which could certainly happen, happens every year. It's just a matter of how many. Right now, this will be the biggest party I've had at Mandalay. Right now I have, I think, 90 people set to come. Or 94 are set to come on Friday. So that's, I've probably overbooked it. So gonna get a little toasty in there. But this is the biggest one we've ever had. And next year, same thing. I think I might push it back a week next year and have it the second weekend in June, just for the sole purpose that there's always seems to be something going on where the prices of hotels are a lot more expensive this first weekend in June, and I don't know why. I mean, I've never understood it, because there's conventions all the time, so it doesn't mean like, oh, there's a... So I don't know if it's a certain convention, like an important one, but there's always conventions going on in Vegas, and I never see the prices the way they are this weekend. So I'm not really sure what's going on. But looking forward to it. Follow me on Instagram. I'm sure I'll do something, pictures and videos from Friday night. Like I said, Dave Neal and his wife will be there. Courtney Robertson and her husband will be there. It'll be good times all around. And I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I love going to Vegas. And haven't been since March Madness. I know, a whole 2.5 months, but I will say this. For March Madness, I barely played at the tables. I think I played at the tables for 10 minutes the whole trip. I was there 2.5 days, and I was at the table for 10 minutes because most of my time was spent at the sportsbook watching March Madness. Never really got to the tables very much, and that's very odd for me. So that should change this time around. And yeah, I mean, if you want, like, I'm not taking reservations just yet and putting names up, but if you're interested in coming next year, by all means, you can let me know now and I will save your email. And just once I make the announcement, the official announcement, which will probably be in January of 2024, the date and the location of next year's party, then I would, you know, reach out and say, hey, if you're interested, you email me back in June of 2023. And if you want a spot, it's yours. So looking forward to seeing everybody. Should be a good time. I hope the taco and pasta bar work out for everyone. And yeah, looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see everyone there on Friday. So what I'm going to do is Thursday, I've already recorded Thursday's podcast, and it is with Ingrid Weiss from the Joe Schmo 2. Back from 2004, she was one of the marks on the show. Her and Tim were the two that didn't know they were on a fake reality dating show. And it was really, really interesting talking to Ingrid. And I don't want to give too much away, but I will say this. I was kind of surprised at Ingrid and her reaction 20 years later to being on Joe Schmo 2. I think you will be too. I really do. And the timing is good because it was just announced 2 weeks ago that they are bringing Joe Schmo back for a season 4. And it's going to air on TBS in 2024. We don't know the premiere date yet. We don't even know what month it's coming. But we do know there's going to be a Joe Schmo 4. And there's a guy, a Mark, who's on he's thinking he's on a reality show called The GOAT, hosted by Kat Deely. We don't really know the details of what The GOAT is, what kind of reality show they're trying to trick him into thinking it is, but that's coming in 2024. So I figured people are going to start contacting the Marks from the previous Joe Schmo seasons once we get around to Joe Schmo season 4 in 2024, but I wanted to get the jump on it, and I want to have Ingrid on first because I've only seen one other interview that she's really done, at least in recent years. I mean, she probably did a lot of media back in 04 and 05 surrounding the show, but she's now married. She lives in LA. She's got two kids, and you just have to hear the interview because kind of surprised of where she sees it and how she looks at it now versus 2004. So check that out on Thursday. Also, I'm recording my biannual Survivor finale roundup with Stephen Fishback. I'm recording it either today or tomorrow. And I don't want to run it on Thursday with Ingrid because Ingrid's is about an hour. But I might just use it for the daily roundup on Friday since I don't know how much info I'm going to have since I'll be in Vegas all day Thursday. It'd be much easier to probably just do an open on Thursday and then run Steven's interview in the daily roundup on Thursday. Maybe I save it for the next week. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I'm either going to put the Steven interview on the daily roundup on Friday, or I'll save it and I'll run it next week. But I'm recording with Steven today or tomorrow to talk all things Survivor because, again, another great season. I want to ask him his thoughts. I haven't read any of his tweets. I haven't listened to his podcast because I want to go in interviewing Steven not knowing what his thoughts were about the finale. Even though he's already shared them on, you know, the podcast that he does, I want to go in blind. I don't want to know what he thought of it. So expect that either Friday or that's coming next week. And finally, something came up on my Facebook feed about Back to the Future, and anything Back to the Future related, you know I'm obsessed with. And it talked about the fact that if they made Back to the Future today, Marty McFly would be going back to the year 1993. And it's just amazing to think that. It's been 30 years. And 1993 was the year I graduated high school. In 2 months is my 30-year high school reunion, which I'm very excited for. And you might think I'm kidding or being sarcastic. I'm not. We had our 20-year reunion 10 years ago, and it was one of the best times I've ever had. We had a very close-knit high school senior class. And I didn't go to a small high school. I had like 550 in my graduating class. So I just remember my 20 year was one of the best times I've ever had. Just a blast. And I know most of the people are coming again for 30. So I'm looking forward to that. But Back to the Future, if it made today in 2023, he'd be going back 30 years like he did. In 1985, he went back to 1955. So he'd be going back to 1993. And I'm thinking of, oh my gosh, how different is that? Because when he went back to 1955, the amount of things that were so different and that the people in 1955 were blown away by versus what Marty got to see what 30 years ago, before he was even born, what it was like. You're just, mind is blown. If somebody went to 1993 right now, I'm trying to think of the things that would really blow people's mind. And I guess the biggest thing would be the iPhone. Because everybody's got, you know, cars. And yes, they had cars in 1955, but you know, yeah, the dress is different, but that wouldn't blow. I mean, yes, you dressed a certain way in 1993 and it's different now, but it's not like, oh my gosh, so crazy. It's just more cringy looking back at what you wore in 93. But I'd say the biggest thing, if I were to go back to myself, if I were to go talk to my senior year high school, Steve, and talk to him about 2023, I think the biggest thing would be I'd be telling him, look, you can throw away that boombox. You're not going to ever need that. Everything's going to be on your phone. There's this thing called the internet. So I guess technology would be the biggest change that somebody in 1993 would be blown away by. But I still think going from 1985 to 1955 is light years different than going from 2023 to 1993. So technology, iPhone, that whole bundle is just totally different. And then I guess the other thing would be electric cars. I mean, I guess that's, you know, a big deal in 2023, even though I think less than 10% of the population has an electric car. So you can tell the 1993 version of myself about that. What else am I blanking on here? Not even going over the politics of it and who, you know, the president and stuff like that, if, you know, talking about who's been president. I don't think that stuff's really all that important. I'm talking about, like, in your everyday life, what would be totally different telling someone in 1993, hey, in 2023, you have this. I think the biggest thing is the technology part of it. It is the iPhone and the internet. I don't think anything comes close. But when you went from 1985 to 1955, you were just like, oh my God, that's like two different worlds. They were just getting TVs in 1955. You remember that scene? One of the best scenes in the movie. Hey, I've seen this one before. How could you have seen this? It's a rerun. Or how could you have seen this? This is brand new. Oh, I saw it on a rerun. What's a rerun? Then he said, hey, Block Past Maple, isn't that John F. Kennedy Drive? Who the hell is John F. Kennedy? Do you want me to recite the whole movie of Back to the Future? I can. We can start at the beginning. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I still think going from 85 to 55 is light years different than going from 2023 to 1993. Unless I'm missing something. Technology and cars, I think, would be the biggest thing somebody in 93, electric cars, somebody in 93 would be wowed by. Anything else? I mean, music, is it really the music itself? Not all that different. Social media clearly is a thing, but that just goes with the whole technology, internet, you know, music on your phone, all that stuff. I'd say that's the biggest thing. So I don't think they should ever do a Back to the Future 2023 and send them back 30 years, because I don't think the person in, I don't think a 2023 person going back, like me going back, you know, about to be 48 years old, going back to 1993, I wouldn't be all that, whoa, because I was alive then. So, you know, Marty, when he went from 85 to 55, wasn't alive in 55. So I guess it wouldn't make sense for someone like me to go. It'd be like sending a 17-year-old right now back to 1993. I guess that's what would make it different. So anyway, time travel isn't real. I hope you know that. So it's not going to happen. but I did spend 5 minutes talking about it. So I just wanted you to know that anything Back to the Future, I can get in a discussion about anybody with. So thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Please rate, subscribe, and review in Apple Podcasts, including subscribing is probably the most important thing you can do. So please do that. And we'll be back tomorrow with another Daily Roundup. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now as well. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!